Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Earlier, our question of the day was, what are your sports pet peeves? And I should have known that was not going to take 10 to 15 minutes. Y'all still sending those in. Someone earlier was talking about the idea of a sports pet peeve being when a guy celebrating football by dropping the football before they cross the end zone.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ooh. The other one is diving for the power line and fumbling.
Fumbling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one. You can't do that, man.
Well, for me, it's the even just the rule of fumbling out of the back of the end zone as a touchback, because that doesn't really make sense to me.
I've never liked that.
I never liked that, yeah. But still, like, for that rule, you gotta just don't do that.
Sure. Yes. I mean, that's the rule on the books. You gotta understand what that is.
Don't be too thirsty for that touchdown.
Someone
man.
Else said their sports pet peeve is when a TV station gets into a contract dispute with the carrier.
I wonder where that came from.
Can't watch the damn games. I'm with you.
What about cutting in to a game when the weather...
Oh, weather local report. Local TV. God, that's well, a good
we gotta,
one too.
We gotta keep the people informed.
Oh, come on.
Another way to keep the people informed.
Not when the Bills about to kick a field goal.
Another way to keep the people informed is talk to our guest. Join us on the line, on the hotline. He's ND Kalu, former Texan, and big friend. Most importantly, Nigerian brethren. What's happening, my guy?
What's going on? First of all, Figgy Fig, how can you have someone extra effort trying to score a touchdown as a sports pet peeve? Like, I see everything else y'all talked about, dropping the ball before the end zone. That's just stupid.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, somebody should take you behind the woodshed and whoop your ass if you do that. But fumbling for trying to score, Figgy Fig, that's the first time I disagree with you.
And I've been for a while. About that.
But see, that rule is so stupid, man. It's like, don't even try to do it, man. Like I get it, man. Just get to the 1 yard line and then try to rush it in.
And fight. Did anybody mention, Reggie, did anybody mention interviewing, like, players or athletes in game? Because I.
Oh, yeah.
They
oh,
did.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm interested to get a better understanding of why you dislike that.
As a fan, I hate it because, and you know what, as a former player turns fan, when you're playing, when you're in that mindset, like, you're a different person. And I'm not overstating it, but you kind of go into a different character. Mm-hmm. And then you have some yahoo sticking a mic in your face. And before they ask you questions, they're like, hey, remember not to curse, or remember this is on live TV. And it's kind of like, well, then get that thing out of my face. Because
like, I'm going
if
to.
You're going, exactly. If you're going to ask me questions, like when I'm in game mode, when I'm in, you know, killer mode, and then tell me that I have to speak a certain way, it just shouldn't be done. And then it really bothered me during the Olympics, right after you run the 400-meter dash, the hardest race in the history, in my opinion, like the 400, because it's a sprint. And as soon as they're done, they stick a mic in their face, and you can't make out what they're saying.
So it's just all breathing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It sounds like a soft porn, but not like you're talking to an athlete. So that's one of mine. I love those topics. I could go on.
Oh, yeah. My big one was whenever it's my birthday or something, I get 3 or 4 texts from friends. And whenever the Aggies lose, I get about 75. Hey, man, what happened to the Aggies? I thought they were going to be good. Hey, man, I thought you were my friend. Hey, look, listen, Andy, obviously it's getting real now, and it'll be real on Sunday. Going to kind of put you on the spot here right out of the chute. No, because I think this is a good one for the season, much less for Sunday against the Colts. What's going to be the big X factor for this team? Like, what you've seen it, you've watched them in camp, you've watched the preseason games, you've called the games. What is standing out to you in terms of that might be something that, you know, the old nobody's really talking about that might be big for this squad this year?
You know, I got two answers. I'm going to give you the easy answer first, but it's really weighing on me, because when I look at the coaching staff, top notch, when I look at the roster, I mean, this is a top 5 roster, but on paper, you know, everything's on paper. So my initial answer is health, because when I look at the offensive line, I think the offensive line, when you look at Laremy Tunsil, Shaq Mason, who I think is underrated, Titus Howard, who's good, you know, I'm not going to overstate it. If Kenyon Green can live up to, you know, being a first round guard in the NFL, Juice Scruggs, excuse me, with what he's done, it's a good offensive line, but we've never seen them play together for an entire season. So that's why I'm going to go with health, John. Like, if this team could just stay healthy with the weapons that you have and Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Joe Mixon, and Dalton Schultz, I mean, it just goes on and on. Then on the defensive side of the ball, Will Anderson and freaking Daniel Hunter, who I do believe is the most underrated defensive player in the game right now. And you have Aziz. You know, I can't point to a position group and say, okay, this is my biggest concern. So it's going to be the health to make sure these guys do play together. Mm-hmm. But if I give you another answer that's not so easy, it would probably be the run defense, because that's the one thing that I wonder if they can stop the run consistently. And look, this is the NFL. Jonathan Taylor, you know, is going to get a 10, 15-yard game before the game's over, but you want to limit those explosive plays. You don't want, at the end of the day, for Anthony Richardson to have 80 yards rushing and Jonathan Taylor to tack on another 20. So that's going to be the concern.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm glad you brought it to week one against Indy, because we're at noon. We're going to talk about the matchups that we're most interested in this game. For you, is it that kind of, you know, run defense versus the likes of Taylor and Anthony Richardson, or is there another one that comes to mind to you as, like, what you're most honed in on matchup-wise in this game?
You know, that's it. Azeez Alshire going against – and it's not really Azeez going against Jonathan Taylor, but if the front four do what they're supposed to do and they play with gap integrity, and then Azeez, you know, obviously he's going to have to shadow and know where Jonathan Taylor is at all time, and you have to stop him. And with Henry Toa, because he's a guy that there were times during his rookie year, you're like, good God, this was a great steal in the fifth round. Mm-hmm. And there were other times where you're like, he was a fifth round rookie. So, and he looked like it. So for him to be starting unofficially, you know, I'm throwing the quotes in the air. I want to see what he does against the run. I feel pretty optimistic with the defensive backs and what they're going to do with the wide receivers. I mean, Derek Stingley, he should be all pro this year. And everything that I'm hearing about Kamari Lassiter, everything that we saw at practice, but like Allen Iverson said, we're talking about practice. I didn't even see him in the game, but he gives you confidence. So I feel pretty good about the defensive back. So yeah, the matchups against the linebackers, you know, Henry Toa, Azeez Alshire, who's the other one? Jake Hansen, is that who's supposed to start? Mm-hmm. Am I missing somebody? You're going against, you know, that run game, and not just the running back, but with that quarterback similar to the Baltimore Ravens, you have to factor that into the running game.
You know, you just touched on something I was wanting to talk to you about. You mentioned the secondary, you mentioned Lassiter, but I'm thinking more in terms of Shane Steichen, you know, terrific play caller, acknowledged, really good play caller at finding the weak spots or exploiting something. Dude, they've got two rookies expected to start. Kalen Bullock, I know, is not in the official depth chart, but I think most of us would expect him to play a lot, if not start. You got Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter and Shane Steichen, you know, a great play caller. That's the one to me, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are, where, you know, put a star on that going into the game, and we might have to do it coming out of the game, you know?
100%. I mean, when you look at this defense and when you try to exploit a weakness, you know, the NFL, especially offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators, but in this sense, the offensive coordinators, they don't care how good a rookie has been at training camp. They don't care how good a rookie was in college. Like, just like you mentioned, those are two rookies. Let us see it. Let us see that you're that good. We have a guy over here by the name of Pittman who's pretty good in the NFL. Let us see if y'all can stop him. Let us see if we can get matchups to our advantage with those two youngsters. Because, yeah, if you have Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter back there at the same time, two rookies, expect to see Anthony Richardson try to beat them deep.
We're talking to ND Kalu right here in the Loose Sports Radio 610. And I just realized, like, I know I work with former pros, and I probably should have taken the time to ask them this, but I'm talking to another former pro on the phone right now. And when it comes to, obviously, getting ready for a week, week one is different in some ways, and I don't know that we can get a great feel of it on the outside. Is there anything that, like, is a challenge that is kind of unseen by us, the onlookers, with just week one, the week one-iness of it?
You know what, there's a little anxiety and just the patience, you know, the waiting around. Like, and it's mainly for the guys we're actually going to see on the field when the game comes, because when you get into the season, you really only have like 3-4 days to truly prepare for your next opponent. But for week one, I mean, the Will Andersons of the world, you know, the starters, I'm not going to name all the starters. They've been preparing for this. They've been thinking about it. They've been watching film on it since before the last preseason game. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many coaching staffs will admit it, but your starters and your role players who know they're going to make the team, they literally start breaking down film and watching film of the first regular season game before the last preseason game. So just the time that you've put in and that you spent studying, you get anxious and you're like, come on, let's hurry up and get this over with. Then once the season starts, it's like, oh man, we don't have enough time to kind of learn about the next opponent. So that's the one thing that I think the guys, frustrated isn't the right word, but they're just ready. You know, they're mentally, physically ready to hurry up and get this game started and over with.
Is that something that can affect kind of the detail? Because I went and rewatched both of the Colts games, and one of the things I noticed is I think it's going to be important for this team to have discipline and details on point. Not that that's not anything that's novel when it comes to being a football team, but is that anxiety, that readiness to get to the football, can that affect that?
Yeah, not so much just the anxiety, because these guys are still pros. Mm-hmm. You know, they're still pros. But I do believe sometimes you can over study. You know, one thing I used to say, because you don't know this, Reggie, but I'm the greatest domino player in the history of domino. So, you know, anytime my opponent gets all nervous and they're sweating because they know I'm about to hit them up for 15, I always tell them, you know, study long, study wrong. And I think that you can do that also with football. Like you have extra weekend, you know, you're studying Quentin Nelson, you know, the all-pro guard, and you're like, okay, I think I have a beat on his set. But then you watch it for another 2 hours. You're like, maybe I don't have the beat that I thought I had. You did have that right lead. So I do believe, and it's a good thing. You don't want to tell guys, hey, don't study as much, but trust what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And when you watch it a little too long, you start doubting yourself and you doubt what you initially see, then that could kind of mess you up.
Hey, what do you expect from Bobby Slowik this year that might be different? We heard from C.J. Stroud yesterday. Reggie and I were talking off air about, you know, I keep saying, dude's got some new toys, and I think he's got some new ideas. So what are you expecting him to maybe put a twist on things this year?
Just a little more creativity, because you have so many new toys, as you said. You have so many talented guys, and, you know, again, hopefully they stay healthy all at the same time. But here's the thing. Ultimately, you make plays or you call plays to win the game, to put points on the board. But when you have the Nico Collins, the Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, Joe Mixon, like, you got to get creative to get them the ball, not just to keep them happy, because we're all grown men, it's their job, but to also really utilize the different weapons you have. As a defensive player, when you're studying and getting ready for, I remember when we played the greatest show on turf with Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, was it Troy, or I forgot his name, Torrey Holden,
yeah.
That Marshall Faulk, they have so many guys. It was like, okay, we can't just focus on this one guy. So you really had to respect and prepare for all of them. And then in the game, you also had to make your in-game adjustments if the offensive coordinator was truly utilizing everything that he has. So I would expect to see just more creativity with the talent that he has.
Key to winning this week one game in an Indy is?
Not letting Anthony Richardson show his ass. Like, this is one of those guys where, to me, he's feast or famine. Like, he's a guy where, you know, he has 3 fumbles because he reversed to being a running back. And, you know, you have the big boys hitting you now. You don't have that red jersey on. Or he can mess around and throw for 200 yards, run for another 120. And you don't want him to get confident early in the game. So I really think it's to shut down Anthony Richardson and take away his confidence early in the game.
Man, buddy, I've been looking forward to this conversation all week long. And, of course, you delivered. ND Kalu, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time, my man.
My man, I will talk to y'all next week, and hopefully it'll be after a victory.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, absolutely. There he goes, ND Kalu, former Texan and number one in our
great dude. Just the best.
Absolutely. He's not with you, Fig, on the reach for the end zone. He's like, no, you need to reach for the end zone. Give that effort.
You only get that one shot to score a touchdown.
And today, unless it's like 1 second left in the game and you just going all in trying to get the touchdown.
Yeah.
How'd you feel in that moment? Because I think I saw it in your eyes that you were a little, you didn't know what to say when ND was like, nah, I disagree.
I was cool with it. I was a shot, man. I guess I got a coaching mindset, I guess.
Oh, like, yeah, there we go.
I'm like, man, don't do it, man.
Yeah. Protect the ball.
We ain't getting all the way to the 1 yard line to give it back.
Like, those are the worst. Those are indeed the worst. All right, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including a contract getting signed that could also have implication on the Astros now. We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.